Hello.
Welcome to the Real Life Anisha D. And should I say welcome back, my beautiful sister?
Hi.
How are you, my love? How are you?
I am well and glad to be back at the Real Life of Nisha D, my favorite podcast thus far.
Well, I'm so glad to have Miss Carlicia Jones in the building again. So how have you been? I mean, I seen the video of this guy serenading you. You know, chocolate always pops, whether it's spring, summer, fall, or winter. It pops, honey.
I noticed.
I love it. So how have you been doing, my beautiful sister?
I have been amazing, just, getting through this rough time of COVID and remaining sane and working more now than ever. So it's been a blessing for me, even through the tough times for everyone else. God has been really good to me. I've been really busy with my real estate business along with my regular business I do on a day-to-day basis. So I'm very grateful and blessed. And I've just been living life, honey. That's it.
That's all you can do. I always tell people that it's always been God's grace and mercy, because I've been through some things. And even though I've been through some things, God has always allowed me to maintain being who I am as a mother, a sister, a friend, and once upon a time, a lover. But, life goes on. But, you're grateful for the little things. And yeah, it's always a blessing to be an independent woman, able to stand up on your own and pay your own bills and enjoy life the way you feel fit. Because a lot of times, a lot of men don't want a woman that's independent. They're used to having a lot of women that are needy.
Absolutely.
That have low self-esteem. And it's sad, because I always say that Black men need to get back to loving Black women the way that it was ordained for them to do. Or men just need to love women, period, the way that it is ordained to be loved. And women need to love on themselves more.
I agree.
To me, in this season of COVID and in this season of love drought, I found a formula that works for me. I've been working very hard on some things that I have coming out the pipe, but it's coming, and I had a few setbacks, but anything worth having is worth working for, waiting for, and praying for.
Yes, indeed.
And it's always grateful to be on the right side of God. I always say it's always grateful to be on the right side of God. So I wanted to talk to you, because you're the first guest of this series.
Love, oh, hey. Let's make it good then.
Yeah. I've been building up this series, Love Drought. And I always wanted to know, what do others do in a love drought? I know what I do in a love drought. But what do others do in a love drought? And people always think it's sexual. Sometimes it can be sexual, but other times it can be so prolific and profound that you really, truly find yourself in a love drought.
Yeah.
And you start recognizing the power of God that God has put and instilled in you. And yes, you realize the beauty of you, and you realize that you are this powerful mechanism, and you are a force. And then you are grateful for this drought. So I want to get right on into it. We're still in closeout.
Know how that could be.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God. But I'm grateful because I'm able to do the things that I love to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm able to enjoy life the way I feel fit. So I wanted to ask you some questions, my beautiful sister. You know, y'all need to see Carlicia. Carlicia has the most beautiful skin complexion and the most beautiful Diana Ross eyes you could ever see.
Thank
And
you.
she can dance. So, you know, I know y'all gonna probably be stalking her page, but she's a very beautiful woman inside and out. You know, it's one thing to be beautiful on the outside, but it takes on a whole different light when your beauty shines on the inside. So, sister, you are the total package.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You already know our love goes back beyond years. Since Carlicia was like 13.
Yes, or younger.
Or younger, probably younger, probably 12.
Yeah, I was probably 12 when we met. 12,
yeah. Yeah, about 12. And our love has always been genuine. It's no faking. It's real, you know, other listeners, you know, because I don't let everybody in my inner circle. And Carlicia is in my inner circle. Like, I'm in her, so you know it's real.
Yeah, definitely.
I wanted to ask you questions because I wanted viewers to get, you know, a different vision of a love drought. I've been leading up to it. I wanted to know, what is a love drought to you? Question number one, what is a love drought to Carlicia?
A love drought to me is, you know, it's not necessarily meaning you're single. A love drought can mean you're in a situation and the experience has changed, or the way that you started that love. But on my end, it's more of a single situation, unfortunately. But for me, love drought is when I'm not feeling like I could have the world. I could be successful in business, you know, doing great with my children, and then still lack that intimacy. And I'm not just talking about sex. I mean, just being able to talk to somebody and express your thoughts and express your how your day has been going. Being able to, you know, connect physically as well, and not necessarily sex, because intimacy is not always sex. I know everybody say intimacy, sex, it goes hand in hand. It do, but then it don't. Intimacy could just be that spending that time with someone, that interaction, like digging deep into their lives as well as yours, and being able to have sensible conversations and share ideas, and no one's feeling like the other one is better than the other, but both can receive and give to one another. For me, that's where it goes deep. Like, I'm receiving knowledge from you as a man in my life, or the friend in my life at that moment, depending on where you are. I'm allowing you to download wisdom and knowledge into me. And in return, you're open and ready to receive whatever wisdom I have and whatever knowledge I have. And as it relates to whatever subject you're talking about. For me, not being able to have that is a major drought. I can go without sex. I know most people cannot. They might, you know, cuss me out of my DM about this one. However, when you're in tune, like, with your inner, you know, spiritual self, and have had time to really reflect on your life and really not just, you know, everybody church, but like have a relationship and a real conversation with God about where you are, where you're going, and who he sees you as. And when you really, really just, you know, people sometimes are afraid to kind of look in the mirror like that. But when you really are ready to move forward in whatever purpose it is, in relationship, and this goes all hand in hand. If it is a relationship you're praying for, until you can sit and have a real, like a real come to Jesus within yourself, like, okay, this is where I'm at. This is where I know I have to improve, because we're not all perfect. We have some things that we have to get in order as well before we can even receive. Because the thing God shared with me is that I'm not going to say, I have them for you. but I'm not going to send him until you're ready, because he don't want us to sabotage, self-sabotage the connection that will happen. So you really have to have that time. But I don't know how I got way over there. That was for somebody. That was for somebody. So
somebody, yeah.
Somebody that's listening and that will be listening, that was for somebody. But yeah, and until you're ready to have that real conversation and really face where you are and not the facade that we put on, you know, social media or that we show friends, but the real you, the you behind your closed door when nobody's there watching and looking, the you that looked in the mirror and magnifies all your flaws, but not really try to see the good within yourself. That until you're ready to really have that real conversation, you're not ready for anything else. And you're going to remain in a drought of everything. And I know this because I went through it. And that's how I could talk about it. But
exactly.
Go ahead.
You know, I was telling people for my love drought, it's basically like a beach without water, you know, and I always try to give people these metaphors because, as you stated, you need to be broken down inside about who you are and where you are in life and what you are, because we hang around and, you know, we all have those friends that are leeches that leech on to us, but they don't want nothing. But you got all this going on for yourself and you don't recognize the gift that God sent before you. And it's because you're surrounded by a sea of creatures that only see what you can give them. They only drain your light, right? And I always say that for me in this love drought, I was in a place where I was healed from everything, right? From things that transpired in my life. I just knew that my life was on the right path. But then I was in two car wrecks in one weekend. My good friend that, you know, it was never with him and I, we were just platonic friends because I would never cross that path with him. He passed away. And it was like one weekend, I'm in two car wrecks. The next weekend, my friend died. And then God brings someone from my past. Always loved. I've loved always. Like, I've always loved. Back into my life again. And you know this for yourself. You know, when I love, if I say I love you, I love you. And especially when you are spiritually, people don't realize that you can be spiritually connected to someone. You can feel everything, you know, when they're lying, you know, when they're telling the truth, you know, when they're aching, when they're hurting, and when they're sad, because you have that connection, because God allows us to connect with people in ways that others will never formulate, right?
Right.
And that's regardless of if you're in our sisterhood, you cannot, even though we're not blood, blood doesn't have anything to do with the bond that we share. It's strong, and though sex does help to release a lot of tension, a lot of buildup, because you know,
yeah, we'll go there next.
Like, you know, sometimes you have to just open the floodgates, but sometimes you got to sit still, and you got to reevaluate yourself, and in my love drought, I had to reevaluate myself. Like, am I going to put up with the same stuff I put up with years ago? Or am I going to walk into a season of understanding? Because when you truly love life and you love the people in your life, you let them be who they are and you just pray God cover them and keep them safe and protected and whatever season that they're in. Because I was telling my friend Thomas, who is a record, he owns a record company. I said, Thomas, I said, no two stories are alike. You know, the common denominator that each of us as people have, we have a journey and we have a story. And he was like, wow, I say a journey and a story. So in this love drought, I learned to, I figured out who I was more as a woman. The relationship that I have with God is so deep and it's so powerful. And, you know, when you have a connection with someone, you can look at them and you can see, like, I can look at you, what's bothering you? You could be all glammed up, your eyes just magnificent, like a glow of excellency. But when I look into your eyes, I'm like, sis, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have that connection.
Yeah.
And you know, and it's all about, people need to start humbling themselves more to God, not man, but to God. Because in a love drought, God wants you to lean on God while God pours into you. And so God has been pouring into my spirit. You know, I'm like, God, you know, 42 years old, God, you know, sometimes, like, right. God, but okay, God, you know, and I'm like, God, I don't want it. And God, like, no, this is your journey. This is your mission. So, you know, you are on, you cannot run from what God, no matter what it is, you got to stay the course, because if not, you'll repeat that cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important. You know, my best friend Nicole, you know Nicole, and her love drop, she started crocheting. she's like the crochet queen. Like, she's crocheting. Me, I'm writing more in my love drop. Like, I am writing more. Like, spiritually, I am writing more. So, yeah, sis, yeah, I get it. Tell me this. You know, I always wanted to know this. I mean, you kind of touched on it some, but what do you do in this love drop? Like, what have you actually done?
In my love drop, I have really accepted who I am, mm-hmm. and what I am to be. And in my love drought, I have started moving forward in the things that makes me happy. My theme for this year is to do all things that make me happy. Mm-hmm. Whether that be traveling, whether that be just going to a bar, trying a new restaurant by myself, it doesn't matter. You know, I want to experience all things that make me happy. I've also been open to dating,
mm-hmm.
and other possibilities, and intentionally dating. I've been open to that. I've finally gotten within myself and really just really, okay, Carly, what do you want in a man? What is it that you're waiting on? Because you have this coming at you. It's not that I don't have, you know, people pursuing.
Mm-hmm.
However, what's pursuing, I'm like, no. I'm like taking, instead of just hopping on the first thing that comes, I'm really taking a deep look at, like, where they are,
mm-hmm.
what's their goals, what's their intention, and then I make my decision from there. Instead of having a whole lot of chatter in my phone, mm-hmm. I'd rather have meaningful conversation that's going to lead to something.
Because you're at a stage in your life that you want more. I mean, I always tell people, when you're in your 20s, you're going through things, you're trying to find yourself. But by the time you turn 30, that red light should come on. And by the time you hit 40, you should be like, hello, world, I am here.
Mm-hmm.
I am here. Yeah, you know, I don't think people realize that we do have options.
Mm-hmm.
But those options aren't always good for the soul,
because, right.
You know, a person can open up their mouth and it does not connect to your spirit.
Right.
That spiritual woman that dwells in you is like, no, no, sis, you already know that he's not going to be what you need, because you mm-hmm. stated it best. You want somebody that you can talk to, that can fill you up, pour into you, pour into you, and you drink what he's pouring, and you're drinking the wisdom, and you're drinking the knowledge, and you're drinking the respect, because you're gonna pour back into him. So you want that. You want someone that you can pour into, that can pour into you. You want something solid. You know, you don't. I always tell people, looks fade away. A good body fade. Oh, nip and tuck, you got to do all this. You got to keep doing all this. All that fades away. But what does not fade away is a woman's heart or a man's heart. That the character of the heart speaks volumes.
Yeah.
It speaks volumes. So, you know, you want something meaningful. Like, you will appreciate the simplest things. Like, money, I want someone financially stable. Because I'm financially stable. You, of course, you want someone with a good job, you know. You want someone with benefits. You don't want a slouch, you know. But you also want someone that won't be intimidated by you.
Oh.
It is so hard to meet someone that truly appreciates the woman that you are.
Yeah.
Because when you speak a different way, right? And you talk a different way, and you like fine dining, you like art, you like music festivals, you want to travel some. You know, I haven't traveled any, well, out of the States since 2019, you know, the end part of 2019. That was the last time I took flight somewhere, but I'm working on it. I mean, I have plans to go places, you know. We still got to go visit Chrissy in D.C.
Yeah, absolutely. So
I cannot wait for that, because, you know, I finally got my car, whatever. But, you know, we're at a place in our life where you want someone that can pour into you. Like, you can sense, if you're sensing I'm down, you will get on your knees and you will pray for me. We're praying together. You know, you want someone that can fill you up and lift you up in the word of God when you can't lift yourself up. Because sometimes the prayer warrior needs prayer.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, this is true. You know, a lot of people don't understand that though we are women that walk with God and talk to God and have relationships with God and know we are not perfect, even we're carrying these strong burdens of this world, being a Black woman, just a woman, period. It's hard, especially being a Black woman in a society that does not view you as a woman. And, you know, and it's hurtful when it comes from a Black man when they can't see your beauty but love it on others. It's crazy. They don't see your beauty, but they love it on others.
Right.
And you as a Black woman, and you got even harder because you're wondering why this man that you love or this person that came into your life, why can't they see the God in you that you see in them? Sometimes people need bifocals. Sometimes people just need to walk away and find themselves, you know? So.
Yeah. That's good.
You know, I was telling someone, I don't try to preach on anything. I just speak what's in my spirit and what God tells me. Love drought does not mean anything sexual. Yeah, there is sexless in the city. You know, and there's a drought, you know, because sometimes I find myself, I could be riding and a song come on. I'm like, oh, God, I'm trying. God, please.
Like, no, then you're not in a deep drought then, because I don't even, a song, what?
I'm like, a song?
I'm like, no.
I'm like, oh. No. I'm like, well, okay, but let me just drink some water and sit down, child. That's why me and my coffee are good together. Like, I'll give me a cup of coffee, God. I don't have to worry about the foolishness. But it's deeper than that, because intimacy is not only sex, it's conversation.
Yeah.
It's like, when you see me, do you see the woman that I am? Do you really see me? Do I look like prey? Or do I... You know, and this is a question you got to ask. Do I look like prey? Do I look like I am one of those women that you can just prey on?
Right.
You know, I live more lives than you. I have less pride than you. You know, as a woman, we have lived more lives because we have been through birthing these kids out.
Yeah.
And we have went through the emotions and everything of carrying a child and then and worrying about how you're going to raise your child in this society, in this environment, in this climate. So,
yeah.
You know, I don't want you to look at me as I'm some kind of sexual prey or some kind of money prey. Look
right.
at me and see the one that God has for you. Because if you don't see it, somebody else will. And then you'll be one of those men under the shade tree with your friends talking about, oh, you know, I should have, that was the one that got away.
Mm-hmm.
You allowed it to get away because you were too prideful. And pride will come. That's what I'm learning in this love drought. Being prideful, it will cost you. It will cost you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It will cost you a lot. It will cost you the main blessing you prayed for all those years ago.
Ooh.
And God decided, I try to tell people, and I've learned this, sis, on this journey. I have prayed for something years ago. And it finally came to pass. It came to pass because God knew I was ready for it. And we don't even much see the blessings that God has for us because we're too prideful. And we think that it should be in a different package, should be wrapped differently. And we're missing the whole gift because we're not paying attention. That love drought can hurt a lot of people in a lot of ways, but it also can open up your eyes. In this love drought, you can heal from it. Question number four. Have you found inspiration in this love drought?
I have, actually. I have found inspiration. I'm inspired to really date. Like, I don't think I've ever given myself a chance to date. And I know I keep going back here because I'm asking God for something, but
I know
I used to think like, oh no, I can't date because, you know, even though I wasn't in any relationship, I just would not date anybody else, you know, like date. And I would just go right into a relationship, you know, or the actions of a relationship. Let me say that. But I've been inspired to like really be open to like allowing a guy ask me out, take me on a nice date to dinner or somewhere, you know, not Netflix and chill. To me, that's not a real date, unfortunately. Once we get, you know, in a relationship really good, then we can Netflix and chill, but not on a, not to impress me. Don't do that.
Right.
But yeah, you know, I used to not want to do a whole lot of dating. I just, okay, if I like you, I'm going in for the kill.
Right.
No, I'm inspired to date and see what's out there. Mm-hmm. I'm inspired to broaden my horizon as to who I date as well.
That's right. I tell my girls, I said, you know, I believe my soulmate has blue eyes.
Hello.
And blonde hair, and he has a lot of soul in him. As a black woman, I love black men. I love black men. But it's like, how many times do I set myself up and pour into someone that can't pour into me? How many times do I got to stand there and say, do you see me? Knowing you see me. How many times do I got to go down this same road and I'm still ending up on this? It's a never ending road because it's not going anywhere. You know, it's taking me back to the same place. So yeah, I've opened myself up to dating. Now I haven't went on a date, or anything like that, because honestly, I haven't really had really good conversations with someone to make me say, oh, okay. Yeah. But I am open. I'm open. I'm truly open. I'm open for something different. I want to go on a dope ass art exhibit.
Yes.
You
That's what
know,
I'm talking about.
yeah, you know, it's like I want someone that can be as cultured as I am, you know, because you can't date down, you gotta date above you. So I want someone that can say, hey, I have 2 tickets. We're flying out to New York. We're gonna catch a art exhibit.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. That's cool. I'll like that. Let's do that. You know, I want something different. I want to be I have been inspired. I'm always been a lover of literature and art. Take me on a date to a library. That's
Come
something
on,
different.
Teach me
like,
something.
Yeah. That's different. If you're paying attention to me and if you're studying who I am as a woman, because I feel that men need to study women. And not study them in a way of lust, but study them in a spiritual eye.
Yes, absolutely.
Study me in a spiritual eye. Study me. Study and see what I like. Because you'll be amazed who I truly am versus to what you think and what others think. If you really studied me and you got to know me and know my heart and know my soul is just as genuine as ever. And when I say I love you, that's no, there, you can't take that back. Yeah, there would never, no one can never question my love or my loyalty. And with anything, if I love you, I love you and I have you. But I want someone to have me on this time and this love drought and my inspiration. I said, God, he has to love me more than I love him.
Absolutely. But you know, women, if they love us more than we love them, we're natural givers and multipliers.
Exactly. You give me a house, I'm gonna give you a home. Hell, I might push out a little baby. It all depends on how good you give me.
That part.
Yeah, you know, I might put my body through that one more time, you know, for the sake of this man. This man is a good man. This man is a good man. You know, I want to tell y'all, sis, this man is a good man. He touches me in ways that I've never been touched. And I'm not talking about the sexual way. I'm talking about the spiritual way. This man connects to my soul. He hears me. He actually hears me. And when he looks at me, he sees me. That's what I've been learning in this love drought on and how I'm open to dating. That's how I want. I ask God exactly on what I want, what I needed, not what I wanted, because what I wanted didn't want me, or what I wanted wasn't wanted, you know? So I'm aware. You got to be aware of everything. And you already know you can't entertain just no anyone. You don't do that. You can't do that. It has to be a connection.
It has to be.
Yeah, it has to be a connection. You know when you meet someone, you have that connection. It's like you can look at them and you could just like, you see them and you truly see them. And you don't see the outer them, but you see the inner them. You see the inner God that dwells in them. That's what I've learned in my season of waiting and open to dating. I say, God, I really want to see them. Because, you know, it's like, you know, in some seasons I like dark-skinned men. In some seasons I like light-skinned men. And it's just a whole hot mess with liking them like that. So I'm like, God, can I just see them? I want to see them. I want to see their imperfections. I want to see their soul. I want to see their spirit, God. I want to see them. Because that outer exterior means you're not right with God. And if you're not right with God, you can't be right with me. And my final question for tonight. What was the moment you you needed to be in a love drought? What was that moment, that defining moment where you had that aha moment? You know, sometimes we have these epiphanies when we can just be, you're probably dancing and the spirit just hit you and you just dancing and God is just showing you everything in different arrangements of colors. Yes, she is a trained dancer.
Yes. My God. Honestly, it was after a heartbreak. And this was someone that I have known for a couple of years. And at first, it was a long distance situation. And then the opportunity presented itself for us to be in the same city. So we then connected even more. And then all of a sudden, the bottom just dropped out. And he stopped calling and just kind of disappeared. No argument, no nothing. Just disappeared.
Isn't it hurtful when they do that, when they just stop calling? Stop.
That's very hurtful.
Not checking on you. Not seeing if you're okay.
Especially if y'all have been, you know, knowing each other for so long and connected on many different levels, and then you just all of a sudden disappear. And then, like, there was no fight, no anything. And that hurt me deep. And
it'll make me cry. I'm trying not to be emotional.
It did. It hurt me deep. And it really made me. And I found myself up in the middle of the night, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, can't sleep, just overly thinking and hurting because someone that I finally opened myself up to date seriously and be there, like at the drop of a dime, anything he needed, I was there. And you just disappear. You know, and I had to just really, that's when I sat down and I really came to grips with where I was, what I really want in a man, what I won't tolerate in a man, and, you know, just what I want in general for my life. I really had a deep, like, I was in shut-in for the whole weekend, and I just reflected and cried and reflected and cried and came to the conclusion and the decision of what I was going to do moving forward. And it happened at a heartbreak. That's what changed everything for me.
And, you know, I can totally relate because I was, you know, let me put my words together. So I'm trying not to cry because I felt that, because I had those nights where I tossed and turned and I was up 3, 4 in the morning asking God, why did you allow this person to re-enter my life and then disappear on me, God? You know, this person said they wanted something. And I got it, right? And I was like, and I got another gift as well, just so it could be like a surprise gift for the gift that this person truly wanted. This person never came and got the gifts. Never. Never came and got the gifts. Gave me a... I'm talking in past tense. Gave me an excuse of saying that I will always have a piece of his heart when I'm a grown ass woman. Why would I want a piece of a man's heart? Like, who does
I want that whole heart? What are you saying? Like,
and you know, and I thought back. And God brought me back. And God was like, you know, when you have those moments, when, you know, you're crying and you're, y'all are talking about stuff and having stuff together. And then all of a sudden, it's like, fuck you. Basically, it was like, fuck me. I'm like, You know, that girl from the bottom of Fifth Ward was ready to come out and go
Uh-oh.
pull up to that little spot. Like, who you think you playing with? But then God say, humble yourself, because you need to humble yourself about this situation. Think back. Every time this person has ever chosen another woman over you, it has never manifested. It has never. It has always been horrible, a hot mess. Sit back, pray, ask God to cover them in that season or whatever they're going to, but you deserve better.
Mm-hmm.
You deserve someone that is going to appreciate what you're bringing to the table. You're going to deserve, you deserve someone that truly loves you and not doubt your love. And not just go and leave you. And like I was really in a position to where I was really going through a lot. So I was like, well, this is my breakthrough then. But it wasn't. It was like God was like, okay, I'm going to show you this because I know your heart has always desired this forever. But let me show you that sometimes this person still needs to heal. This person still needs to grow. This person needs to have an aha moment. So you just got to have that moment of clarity. So, yeah, I woke up and I said, I deserve better. Oh, I cried it out. I was like, I was singing that tiny song, I fucking love you, you know? I was crying.
That's my jam.
I was like, I was crying. I was like, I was looking in the mirror like, what's wrong with me? Like, but then, you know, you wipe your tears and you boss the fuck up. And guess what I did? I bossed the fuck up. And that's all you have to do because, yeah, it does hurt, but you cried out. And then in this love drop, you realize you deserve better. You deserve better. You deserve to be with someone that will hold your hand and take walks on the beach. And, you know, I can't dance, you know. I mean, you got all the moves and the rhythm and all that, you know. But, you know, you deserve a man that can keep up with your rhythm. I mean, I'll be dancing and stuff, but I'm on my own wave, my own sound wave, you know. The ocean going one way, but my vibration going the other. But can you catch it? Catch that vibration. You know, it's like, you know, you realize that you are a gift. And you are worthy.
Mm-hmm.
You are worthy, Carlicia, of love. You are worthy. You are so kind and caring and respectful, and your loyalty would never go unnoticed.
Yeah.
Because the man that God has for you, he won't miss you. And the man that God has for me, he won't miss me. I mean, he'll probably say, you know, girl, you from Fifth Ward, you like country music and rock music. And
yes.
Your favorite movie is Dirty Dancing. And you saying when you get married, that's the dance. Yes, husband. Yes, future husband. That dance, Carlicia is going to choreograph because I, you know, we're going to do those spins. And I might not be on the right spins with everybody else, but I'm going to be on the spin, okay?
Oh no, we're gonna get you on the right spin.
We're gonna get you on the right spin that day. But I thank you so much for being my first guest on the Love Drought series. I pray that people really learn how to lean on God when they're going through the most in their life and trust in the fact that God puts no more on us than we can bear. I know it's hard when we're going through it. It's like we're in the washer and we're going boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. But the thing is, God is washing us, right? God is cleansing us. So we got to get this turbulence and we're going through it. But it hurts because we're going through it. But once we come out of it and you just thank God, it's like, God, thank you for this drought.
Yeah.
Because I found inspiration and writing and speaking more and opening up more and expanding my horizon, you know, to I'm open to dating someone differently from me, you know,
yeah.
different from what I I would normally date, you know, because I hadn't been in a relationship since 2019. And you know that horrible mess, that hot mess that I was in, but I wasn't in it long. But, you know, I continue to pray and ask God to build and heal who he has for me. So when we come together, it's the moon, the stars, and the ocean, baby. Well, I thank you, my beautiful sister.
Thank you.
I pray that God keeps you. And, you know, we got to, you know, get us a date in. Go somewhere.
Yes, we do. We're overdue.
Yeah, we're overdue. And my friend Shia, she has this, they have a Black Excellency Ball that's coming up in December.
Okay. And
so I want you to come with me.
Yes, I would love to.
Yeah, I'm going to send you the invitation thing that she sent. So when, like, we get our tickets or whatever, I'm ready to step out, honey. I might meet the Black mayor of New York or somewhere. Hello.
Hello, Black Excellence.
Yes. Or I might be the Blue Eyed Soul Brother.
Listen, let me tell you about it, honey. Don't knock it till you try it.
You know what? I was close a couple of years ago with one of the... I was close. Years ago, when I worked in litigation, I was close. The son and the daddy used to tell me how beautiful I was, but I liked the son because the daddy was old and dirt. But the son had a lot of soul. And that twinkle in his eye was like, baby, this fit for a girl would have you running in circles, honey. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, sis.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for being transparent tonight. Thank you for, you know, expressing yourself and letting people hear what you went through, how you went through it, and how you view a love drought. Because I know when I was speaking on a love drought, people was really thinking it was sexual. But if they really listened to the podcast on my intros, on my nightcaps and my evening caps, they will know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, sex can be a part of a love drought, but sex to me is only 3% of a relationship.
Yeah.
The other 97% is communication, respect, honesty, commitment, loyalty,
yes,
love.
Yes.
That's the 97% that counts. Because the 3%, we're going to go with this 3%, honey. I'm going to get you a marathon, okay?
Hello. You're going to love that 3%.
You're going to love that 3%. First
right.
Because I pull out the blindfolds, honey. I'm a grown ass woman over here.
Honey.
But until then, the all will stay put up. The blindfolds will stay put up. Because I'm not opening up to nobody until they truly show me who they are.
Hello.
I might not be perfect, but I'm damn sure worth it.
Absolutely.
Have a blessed and amazing night, my beautiful sister.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.